No, he had to do it. He had to do it in order to preserve peace among the brothers of Shvat. So that's the leader of Yaakov. And how is the Shoah that of Yaakov manifest? I think this is the last thing we can really discuss. That's mentioned in the Medrash, that the Torah says that when the brothers of Yosef came back to Yaakov and told them that Yosef is living, the whole nation bears his fine, by offering me the killing him. But then it's mentioned that she can't even believe it. So Rehemin doesn't mean he didn't believe. After all, Bayalas are brothers. So then he believed it. So what is that going to do? What is that going to do? What is that going to do? How is that going to prove that Yosef was living? Maybe he was not living. Who sent that going to somebody else? Another prime minister in Egypt, a pagan prime minister. How did Yaakov Avinu become convinced through the observation of the Abolis that Yosef is still? So Rashi says that's the matter of Shabbat. When Yosef parted from Yaakov Avinu last time, so Yaakov Avinu was also within in the parasha of Eber Avotei. So that was the last thing that Yaakov Avinu discussed with Yosef HaTzadik, the parasha of Abraham. So Yosef told his brothers, my father will not believe you. He knows that he thinks that I was killed, I was devoured by an animal, or Yaakov Avinu realizes that I was sold. I knew what he wanted to believe, that I am the prime minister in Egypt. So he didn't see that it is Yosef who is the prime minister. It is Yosef who sent all these wagons, not the pagan Egyptian who sent the wagons. Because the last thing that my father and your father discussed with me was the parsha of the Parsha of the Rahufi is expressive of the essence of two Shoah, not a Shoah that is negotiated now between the Israeli government and with the Palestinians and together with the Achirin Ibn al-Gabov of the United States, of Secretary of State Christopher. That's not Shoah. That's in negotiations for more and more war, for more and more chaos, for more and more terrorism, for more and more concessions. But the real showing is the showing that is implicit in the parsha of Allah. There is a parsha in the Torah, Ki motzei cholo ba'adama, to meet a miracle, so then the scheming had to measure the nearest town. The nearest town. In other words, if the hole was not found in the midst of the city but on the road, so the nearest city has to bring in a valve. He called Drum Mechab. And then once they determine which city is the nearest city, so then that city is scheming had to bring the Melav. And that's it. That's like he called Mechutz. And they have to be able, the back of the neck of the Eber. And then he says, the Ochatzun there. The Omru Yodeinu Yishof Chores Adon Azeh. Uvuneinu Yodeinu. So the Mishnah in Sainte Vatnahe says, they have to vindicate themselves. They have to wash their hands. have to indicate by making the declaration, we did not share the blood of this unfortunate victim. How to get this out of writer? In anybody's imagination, that is scaling the leaders of fallen soil, they shed blood. That sounds ridiculous. So, Elo Shalom, we say, the family say, the one is aimless and notable. In other words, Sir Rashi explains it in a very fascinating way. Rashi says, because we found a dead body under it, we don't know where the bad victim came. So, we presume that the victim came from the USA, as the Supreme Lord asked, or the Korah, or Haro. So in other words, the reason is why the Iraq Haro has to bring the Ebarufe, because we assume that the Narek was from the USA. But Rashi says something else. Rashi says, I don't have the Lashon of Rashi, but Rashi says, since the person was found dead on the road, so we conjecture. It's not a remote possibility, but it's a probable conjecture. Why was he killed? Why? The answer is, the person who was killed. Why was the person killed? One thing that the kapora has to be brought in order to be chaper. For the murdered person, for the tragedy that happened, that the person was murdered. No, Rashi said, chauffeur first. Because why is he found dead? Why? The answer is a fortunate person, a homeless person, who had no food, who had no water, and he was very desperate, and he's walking on the road, and then he saw a person carrying food and drinks on his shoulders, so he came over to him. That's what Rashi says, that he down on the base at the bottom. So he says, and he said to the rich person who carried bags of food and drinks, Toto, please give me some food to sustain my hunger. Give me some drinks to satisfy my thirst. You have clothes. I have no clothes. And I'm homeless. Give me some money. I'll be able to live in an apartment like a human being, not like a bum in the street. And he refused. So when he refused, so the unfortunate person in a state of desperation killed him. So the kapora is not for the avera committed by the whole community. For the avera committed by the murderer, but for the avera committed by the murderer. After all, we assume that the Chol is not a murdered. The Chol is the murderer himself, and the murdered person is not a homeless person. He's the rich person and the wealthy person. In Yerushalmi and Sefer, there is a machlekes between two mandomas. One mandoma says, one Tana says, that the Mahufe is bought by the nearest city because we presume that the murderer was from the USA. And one Madonna says that the victim was in the near city. And Rashi apparently tells like Madonna, that the kapora of the Ebarufe is necessary to chaper, not for the murderer, but for the community. So the Zikri here, they have to wash their hands yet to say, but then we shall cross the answer. Because if the 16 years I know the plainly honest person, an unfortunate person, he has no food, he has no ring, he has no apartment, and the 16 years wouldn't accommodate him with a salt, with food, everything, to save his life, he shouldn't become demoralized and become a criminal. So then they are guilty. They are responsible for the crimes committed by the murderer. They are more guilty than the murderer himself, because the murderer himself, whatever crimes he commits because of desperation, because he's depressed. But the community who is able to save the lives of these unfortunates and doesn't do it, they have no extenuating circumstances. The murderer has not a defense costume, but he has extenuating circumstances to mitigate his achrayus, his punishment. The community at large has no explanation, but the elders of the city have to bring it home to the chatter for the community. For the community, because they did not prevent this unfortunate person from becoming a criminal. That's real shalom. And that's the shalom of friendship. Yaakov Avinu personified the middle of Emes, but Emes and shalom come together. Or Emes, they are shalom of what is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that if they are criminals, they are drug addicts, they are homosexuals, they are lesbians. In the United States of America, of course, it's their fault, but it's primarily the fault of the politicians, of the mayors, of the Mayor Dinkins, who fights for the rights, who fights without every means of intimidating people who refuse to let the students participate in the salute to Israel. I know what I'm talking about. I can't spell it out. Because he wants to have the votes of the homosexuals. And unfortunately, today it counts the vote of the homosexuals and the lesbians. So it's their fault. It's the fault of the senators, the politicians, the congressmen, who also cater to the homosexuals in order to be popular. And it's a lesson to the government of Israel not to let a machshas like Shlomi Talmi make demands. This is the lesson of the third part. And if Jews will understand the meaning of the Baruch Ham Shoreshes, then we say to them, to MSN China.